In the past several months, we have all learned a dreadful new expression, fake news. Fake news is when someone tells a lie but describes it as the truth. The motive for saying a falsehood is true is to obtain an advantage over one's adversary, whether that be political, economic, or military. This term, fake news, is new, but lying for one's own advantage is as old as the human race. We can now beam it around the planet on Facebook or Twitter in an instant. But news has always found a way to spread quickly, particularly when it is false. Consider, for example, that Julius Caesar, having vanquished his enemies and imposed his will upon Rome, was acclaimed by the Senate to be Divus Julius, the divine Julius. The Senate ordered his chariot to be parked on the Capitoline Hill next to the bronze chariot of the god Jupiter, Optimus Maximus. It was the Senate's way of saying of Julius that he is God on earth, a man who bestrides the world like a huge colossus, in Shakespeare's phrase. But if Julius was divine, that means his heir is the Son of God. And that's precisely the title the Senate bestowed upon Octavian, better known to us as Augustus. Divi Filius, the Son of God. That was the fake news of the day. Spoken of the most powerful man on earth, by no less than the Senate and people of Rome. Meanwhile, off on a fringe of the empire, in a little backwater town, a child was born in a cave, essentially, whose crib was the feed box of farm animals. No one noticed, except the angels of heaven. There were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. This is the gospel for Mass last night. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them. And they were struck with great fear. Or as the King James Version has it, they were sore afraid. The angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." The angel says, "I proclaim to you good news." We might well translate into English this phrase from the Greek as, "I evangelize you. I preach the gospel to you, a gospel of great joy." My friends, the answer to fake news is not simply true news. It's good news. It's the gospel that the true Son of God cannot be any mere man. Though he must be the Son of Man, he must also be God the Son. And that's what our readings are at pains today to explain to us. From the letter to the Hebrews, "In times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets." This speaks of the whole history of Israel, and the scriptures that we now call the Old Testament. In these last days, he has spoken to us through the Son, whom he made heir of all things, not Octavian Augustus Caesar, but the one through whom he created the universe. Who is that? John tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. Hebrews goes on, this is the Son who is the refulgence of the Father's glory, the very imprint of his being. The Father and the Son share the same substance. Not only is he the one through whom the whole universe was created, he sustains all things by his mighty word. This is the one who came as a helpless babe. And in the immortal words of the evangelist, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Grace and truth. True news that is good news. In the ancient world, news was often obtained by common people in a public square, where a crier stood on a platform so that he could read out loud the dispatches that had arrived from local government. The church has its own version of the town crier. It's called the proclamation, sung in the church at the great feasts of the year, including Christmas and the Epiphany. Last night, this proclamation was chanted from our choir loft before Mass in the Night began. It is a summary of these essential truths, and it places the birth of Jesus Christ and the significance of his coming in the context of all human history, both sacred and secular. No one disputes that there was a rabbi from Nazareth who exercised a 3-year public ministry in the Roman province of Palestine, who gathered to himself disciples who aroused opposition from both Jew and Greek alike, and who in due course was put to death under Roman authority in Jerusalem. That much is not in dispute by anyone. The question is, who is this man? And in the famous formulation of C.S. Lewis, there are only 3 explanations. Jesus of Nazareth is either a liar, a lunatic, or the Lord. The Christmas proclamation leaves no doubt how to answer the question, who is this man? The 25th day of December, when ages beyond number had run their course from the creation of the world, when God in the beginning created heaven and earth and formed a man in his own likeness, when century upon century had passed since the Almighty set his bow in the clouds after the great flood. In the 21st century, since Abraham, our father in faith, came out of Ur of the Chaldees. In the 13th century, since the people of Israel were led by Moses in the Exodus from Egypt. Around the 1,000th year, since David was anointed king. In the 65th week of the prophecy of Daniel. And now the emphasis shifts from the sacred to the profane. In the 194th Olympiad, in the year 752 since the foundation of the city of Rome, in the 42nd year of the reign of Caesar Octavian Augustus, the whole world being at peace, Jesus Christ, eternal God and Son of the eternal Father, desiring to consecrate the world by his most loving presence, was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and when 9 months had passed since his conception, was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem of Judah, and was made man. The Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the flesh.